All right, here we go. It's about 7 past 8. It's News Talk 94.3 WRHI. 49 degrees. You can only say 49 if you're from here. Here we go.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much.
Joe Jones did that back in 1960. It was a hit. And it was the story of Chuck Boozer's life. Put to music. It's 8 past.
Lovely.
It's News Talk 94.3 WRHI.
Hey, it's really nice to have the director of International Toastmasters with us, Mr. Matt Kinsey. Good morning.
Good morning.
As well as Dr. Myron Brown. Hello.
Thank you. I'm really glad that Chuck got prepared for our presence.
That's right, with a good talk too much, though.
Myron, by the way, nice tie.
Well, thank you.
That is a nice
tie. It's my Jerry Garcia.
Is it?
Yeah, that's great.
Is that Garcia tie?
It is.
Well, that's nice. Let me see that just for a second.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean, take it off. Let me see. I just wanted to say,
make a difference.
He made good stuff. He really
would
did.
Would you invite me back if I gave you this tie?
Give me the tie. You're coming back. Okay. 8 past this morning, we're talking about guys who really know how to talk. Not just talk too much, but really do know how to talk.
This is that level of Toastmasters where you're the mentors for others. Is that true? I mean, Myron, we were here with Mr. Matt Kinsey. What happens when you move up in the Toastmasters organization? Maybe we should start with, what's a Toastmaster?
Well, that's a great secret that is not intended to be kept as a secret.
Okay.
Myself, I wanted to become a Toastmaster for quite a few years before I had the opportunity, and that opportunity didn't come until I moved to Rock Hill in 2008 and found that there was a club here in town.
You should have moved earlier.
Well, I should have, yes. But I needed that 20 years in Iowa where I could live in a tiny little rural community and hone my skills as a chiropractor
there
first.
You go.
But when
how
I got
did that
here,
go there in Iowa?
Well, you can see where I am. No, it was a wonderful experience,
sure.
Indeed. And other than the really rugged climate, it was a great place to live and bring up a family.
There's nothing to stop that cold breeze from blowing, is there?
It's true.
Right. Not much.
However, as a professional chiropractor, one of the things I learned was that the people who communicated and leaded our profession extraordinarily well kept on using that word Toastmasters over and over and over again. And I said, that sounds like something for me because I could use leadership and communication skills. So when I got to a place where they had a thriving Toastmaster Club, the very first thing I did in the community was join Toastmasters. I've never been to the level that Matt has and hadn't particularly aspired to go there, but I'm sure he's going to tell you more about what Toastmasters is and what the higher levels of leadership are like.
And Matt, let me just set this up in case people aren't really aware. You're not just the director, but you're the international director. So I don't know if we can build this up any bigger for you to have to help. I mean, you're big cheese in this organization, are you not?
Well, actually, we have an inverted pyramid, so I'm actually the bottom.
No!
Because our members are at the top.
You're
kidding. Yes. Oh, I love that.
No, our members are the most important people in the organization.
Really?
And that's why we're there, to help our members achieve their goals. Everyone comes to Toastmasters because they perceive that they need help with their leadership or communication skills. And we exist to serve their needs.
Does this strike just about everybody? And I talk to people all the time, and I speak from time to time. Freddie gets up and speaks from time to time, and I'm short breath sometimes, and I can feel my nervousness, and then I sit down after I'm through, and I think, okay, I'm ready now.
What did I just say?
You know, and if you could go through that motion, you know, and you could do that. I think the butterflies are good for you, though. I think they keep you sharp, they keep you focused and stuff like this. But so where do you start with this thing? Come to the first meeting?
Well, I think come to the first meeting and check it out. Really, my experience says the only way you're going to get better at doing something is to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to get feedback and get up and do it again and get feedback and get up and do it again. You can read all you want about it. Think about driving. You could read the book, but until you got behind the wheel.
Are you sit in that seat?
And it's the same thing. I still have, I'm not going to say anxiety, but I'm still hyper aware when I'm driving. You have to be. And it's the same thing. And if you get behind the wheel and you're not thinking and you're not, don't have energy, you're probably going to end up in an accident. And same thing with speaking. If you get up there and you have no energy, you're going to be dead.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background in Toastmasters. Did you just start with just going to one meeting?
I did. I was...
How'd you get messed up with them? How did you get involved with this?
Well, I was an employee at Office Depot in, at the time, Boca Raton, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And somebody invited me to come to the meeting. And I'd been speaking in front of groups for years. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. They're serving pizza, so I'll go get some food.
I'm with you, brother.
That's good. Punch and pie.
Yeah.
And when I went, I realized what they really do is help people build their confidence. And I said, I want to be a part of this group of people who help people become more confident, because I think it's the biggest gift we can give somebody.
Were you on track for a management career? Was that your thought?
Yeah, I'm a technical person. I'm a technical person with a personality.
Yeah. So,
about that easy button, does it really work?
No.
It's not. It's just
Tell us why you're here in this area, because I guess there's many, many clubs and mm-hmm. many opportunities for people really to gather and talk about what you guys do.
Well, this weekend in Columbia, the state is having their district-wide convention, and I'm visiting on behalf of the board of directors. And we set up visits for local areas, and we hadn't had any visits in this area for a while. So Dr. Brown invited us to come in to talk to the radio and to talk about Toastmasters here in Rock Hill and the surrounding area. And then we're going to visit some clubs in Greenville and Fort Mills, and then head down to Columbia later today.
What's it like to see somebody who comes in a little bit reserved and really doesn't, and does, you know, and then by the end of this several weeks or months, whatever it takes to develop somebody, can get up and really take command and speak?
Well, to me, that's why I keep going to the meetings. You know, it's the relationships we create. And when you see somebody who just blossoms, and you see somebody who was nervous about getting up and speaking in front of a group, and all of a sudden they're competing on the international stage. When you see somebody who takes that skill and goes outside and says, well, wait, I didn't think I could do this, and look what I'm doing now. Well, maybe I could start my own job. Maybe I could ask for the promotion or start my own career and start my own business. Or maybe, he's not going to ask me out. Maybe I'll ask him out.
There you go. It's just confidence.
He should have said Freddie, but he didn't.
You noticed, right. They both stood up and their eyebrows went up when you said that.
Oh, my gosh.
You're related.
Well, we do need this communication in just about everything. People say, oh, I'm going to be a football player. Don't have to. And we were just talking about this earlier. Look at the race car drivers. And this is a little bit different because Joey Logano, when Joey came on the scene two, mm-hmm. 3 years ago, Joey was hard to understand. He had like a mush mouth, a marble mouth, country boy and stuff like this. Listen to Joey now after mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years of working with somebody. We think he's very fluent. And you got to be able to do this because you got sponsors that have to be mentioned and stuff like this. Even somebody getting up to present a PowerPoint presentation mm-hmm. in an office with 6 or 8 people behind, that can be terrifying for people also.
Well, I actually think it's more difficult to speak in front of a small group
yes.
than a large group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because in a small group, you can't hide.
Yeah.
You can't hide in a small group. In a large group, you can not look at people and they think you're looking at the guy behind them. In a small group, they know whether you're looking at them or not. So it's I think it's a little more difficult. But those are where most of the speeches are done, are to small groups of people. And that's what Toastmasters does. And the beauty about Toastmasters, it's a safe environment. So you can come in and do a poor speech. And we're going to love you and support you and tell you what you can do better next time. And there's no consequences.
It's like being at your grandmother's house.
Kind of.
Yes, very much
very
so.
Nice.
Honey, that was wonderful. It sucked, didn't it? It was wonderful.
But it'll get better.
Beautiful. I loved it.
I say something else about, it just reminded me, and Chuck, you were talking earlier about your experience with the Dale Carnegie course. You didn't go there to learn to become a speaker or to give a speech. You learned to become a better human being.
Win friends and influence people, I believe it was.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that happens with Toastmasters. We use speaking as one of the tools, but ultimately we become better communicators, better leaders, and simply we improve our lives and the lives of people around us. So it's not just about those who aspire to be in front of a lectern. It's much more than that.
No doubt.
Do you have a seasonal situation? Like you start a class in the fall in the Rock Hill area, and then it goes till spring, and then do you get a certificate at the end, or does it go always? You just continue to go?
It's year-round.
Okay.
The club here locally meets twice a month, so 24 times a year, and everybody comes in with their own goals, and they progress at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
But once you complete your first 10 speeches, you do get a recognition from Toastmasters International.
Nice.
And then you can go on from there. And I've gone through the program many times, and I keep going back to that basic manual. It's kind of like spring training.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the start of, basketball season just started. Well, they don't just start with the first game.
No.
They went through spring training, through their practice camp. And what did they start with? They started with basic drills.
Right.
And that's kind of our first 10 manuals, first 10 speeches, are learning those basic skills. And we go back to them over and over again.
Keeps you sharp.
Absolutely.
We do have different levels of achievement, too, beyond just getting your competent communicator or your competent leader manual skills. Now, you've met Pat a couple of times, uh-huh. and she's the one who comes in with the refreshments, ooh, which she brings to every one of our meetings.
She's amazing.
Pat's a sharp gal. No. Oh, my goodness.
And when I've had to introduce Pat, I rib her a little bit, and I say, well, she's a distinguished Toastmaster, which is kind of the high level of achievement. I say, she's got a black belt in Toastmasters.
What kind of, who are the famous people that we may know that have been part of Toastmasters?
Bill Bradley.
Okay.
Was a Toastmaster.
Basketball. Is that basketball?
Basketball
guy?
Player.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hang on a second. That's hot. Freddie. That's one love, Freddie. Yeah.
And also Mark Eaton, who was a basketball player as well, 7'4". Sally Fields.
Neat.
Was a famous Toastmaster.
Verklempf Fields? Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields.
I'll be darned, yes.
So there are a number of people.
That's Sally Fields.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Sally Fields.
Okay.
Yes.
Not Sally Struthers.
No, not Sally Struthers.
Or Sally Fields.
But there are a number of famous Toastmasters around, and people who've been part of Toastmasters at least for part of their career. Sometimes people you don't even realize. In fact, the new Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Trudeau, was a Toastmaster.
How neat.
And
they're working on him when he speaks down here, not to say boot time and stuff like that. It can be a drag.
So there are a number of famous Toastmasters, but there are a number of influential Toastmasters in the community, and that's our bigger. You know, we're 345,000 members worldwide in 142 countries.
When you are you the keynote speaker for the group tonight? Is that do you have a keynote speaker or for this weekend? I mean,
I'm one of the two keynote speakers.
Okay.
Our other is Lance Miller, who is a world champion of public speaking.
What kind of message do you bring to the group?
Well, I'm going to be talking about mindful leadership, and it's mindfulness is being present moment to moment without judgment. And that's a very powerful thing. And so how can you use
leading,
that in leadership?
And leading that way.
And leading in that method. So all of the skills we learn in leadership are important, but it's your mindfulness. It's being aware and non-judgmental. And it's the language we use sometimes.
And what does that do when you do that? What does that do for your employees when you lead that way?
Oh, wow.
What's the result of that?
It makes such a huge difference because I'm not trying to make them wrong. I'm not trying to make them right. I'm just reacting to what is right now. So it's the difference between should have and could have.
That's neat.
I'm in. What time you going to be up? What time are we going Saturday?
Yeah,
I'm going
down
with you.
You want to know when you're getting the tie.
Absolutely, yes. When and where and who and how again this
weekend?
I guess
this is for groups in Toastmasters, but mm-hmm. others can come to the Rock Hill group and join and come and observe.
Absolutely. First and third Tuesday, 7 p.m. at Westminster Towers. Guests are always welcome, and we always have plenty of free refreshments.
Thanks, Pat.
And, yeah, absolutely. But we always welcome guests. We acknowledge them. We give them an opportunity to participate if they choose or simply observe.
Nice. So it's not required to give a talk if you're coming to a meeting.
Not at all.
This. The agenda is to help.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I obviously see that skill in you guys, and I didn't know you before, and I think that you've done a fine job achieving where you are. So thank you for coming and letting us know about it today.
Well, thank you very much.
I think we're losing some of this communication because of all of these things, the phones and all the devices and everything. And I think we're losing this basic thing that we all grew up with here. We're a little bit older. Maybe not you, Matt, but me and Myron and you. Okay. Mm. But this is something we need to keep the communications and to talk with each other. We're not talking enough.
And we've learned to LOL silently.
But yes.
Or OMG, Myron.
Yes, really. Well,
let me give you some hope because this research says that millennials want face-to-face communication, and they're looking for that mentorship.
All right.
Short and sweet.
We'll put that right there.
I like Matt.
Go to Toastmasters.org and find out details. There's frequently asked questions as well as information about the clubs and what you can expect and what people have achieved through Toastmasters.
Absolutely.
Thank
good to see
so
both
much.
You gentlemen this morning, too. Thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks
nice
for the invitation.
Good
Toastmasters
to see you again.
International Director Matt Kinsey and, of course, Dr. Myron Brown. Thank you so much. Where's your office, your practice?
Here in Rock Hill on Ebenezer Road.
All right.
It
thank
hurts
you.
When I do this.
We can improve your performance.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. It's 22. You know, the nurses all go, well, don't do that. Okay. All right. It's 22. Not the chiropractor. All right. Here we go.